Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he was greeted Friday night on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. Mr. Obama later had dinner with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other relatives. This is his first trip to Kenya as president. Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto says that means a lot to Kenyans.
President Obama is not just any other American president. He has African roots, and more specifically Kenyan roots. And so it is significant in a very different way.
President Obama addresses the Global Entrepreneurship Summit that will be later today in Nairobi. Then he travels to Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote down a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Iran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the Executive Department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore because we have 535 secretaries of state.
Congress has just over 50 days to accept or reject the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override the veto. U.S. officials are denying a report in the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. This is VOA News.